And now your letters. Essayist Susan Arnold-Smith struck many a nerve with her commentary last week, calling on schools to adopt a zero-tolerance attitude toward cruel behavior. Beth Kramer of Littleton, Colorado, writes that she cringed. The commentator implied that an event in a San Diego school 40 years ago, where some cheerleaders, athlete students, had been cruel to another student, meant that teachers and principals of today do nothing about cruelty in schools when they witness it. I am a teacher in a high school in Littleton, Colorado, Kramer continues, and I can assure you that in my 20 years of teaching, I have seen some examples of student cruelty to other students, but have never witnessed teachers allowing it. Quite the contrary. Teachers and administrators have greatly stepped up their challenges to cruel students in light of recent events. Elizabeth Thrift of Waycross, Georgia, had another view. While I applaud Susan Arnold-Smith's position that cruelty is a learned behavior, I find myself wondering whether she's been in a public school lately. As one of many educators who have left the ranks primarily because of parental irresponsibility, it is sadly laughable that an athlete might be benched or that community service might even be considered for cruelties inflicted on other students. In the 50s, when I was in school, the remedies she suggests would doubtless have been effective. In today's world, when parents lash out at any teacher who dares suggest that their child might be in the wrong, such consequences are unthinkable. About last week's story on the drug war in Colombia, citing a claim by North Carolina Representative Cass Ballinger that millions of kids are dying in this country because of drugs, Greg Jones of Port Washington, Wisconsin, writes, millions may have died from tobacco if you add up the past 10 years or so, but from drugs? Hardly. According to the Statistical Abstract of the United States in 1996, 14,872 people died from drugs. Of that number, 8,431 were from unintentional causes, that is, from prescribed or legal drugs, writes Jones. That leaves 6,441 deaths from illegal drugs, 304 of which were from cocaine. Alcohol, listed separately, accounted for 19,770 deaths in 1996, nearly a third more than the toll of all drugs, legal and illegal. Please, NPR, when you hear a fact as amazing as that, check it out. If there were millions dying from drugs, there would be bodies in the street. Write to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun@npr.org, and our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775.